With a month left until the new Snow White releases, it's hard to see how things could get any worse for Disney. First, there was the cast's clear disdain for the story they were changing and repackaging. Then, pictures from the set revealed just how far Disney had actually gone. Next, the first two trailers they released had some of the worst reactions we've ever seen. And now, with the most recent trailer, they've officially reached over a million dislikes. And Disney looks like they're heading off a cliff with this one. All the while, their most recent Captain America film has been shunned by audiences. Any financial donations by USA to promote DEI messages has also disappeared. And their streaming platform Disney Plus is catastrophic. Catastrophically collapsing. Disney's even had to cancel their Reimagine Tomorrow program due to all the backlash, and it seems like a rebrand for the company is imminent. And now their next film, in just a month's time, is going to be, of all films, Snow White, the most hated upcoming movie ever seen. So could this finally be the nail in the coffin for Disney's cultural crusade and their CEO Bob Iger's career? You see, of the 9 million people who saw the Snow White trailer, it's estimated over a million of them hit the dislike button. Almost everybody who knows about this movie is either memeing on it or hating it. And in comparison to the over a million dislikes, the trailer has an absurdly one-sided ratio. Not even the Acolyte's first official trailer broke a scary 600,000 dislikes, and people are still dragging it through the mud today. And if the dislikes aren't enough of a sign that Disney should just cancel this film altogether, the comments most definitely are. Almost every single one is a brutal burn on the studio, each more creative than the last. The sheer number has led to some musically gifted creatives to make three rather catchy songs out of them. And if we're being honest, the only good thing that comes from this movie is that it brings people together for all the wrong reasons, like their hate of the movie. And weirdly, everyone can see this except Disney itself. But before we continue, I want to tell you about War Thunder. War Thunder is the most comprehensive vehicle combat game ever made, available for free on PC, consoles, and mobile, where you can take command of over 2,500 tanks, planes, helicopters, and ships from 10 major nations, spanning from the 1920s to modern warfare. Join a worldwide community of 70 million plus players in intense PvP battles. When you play War Thunder, you'll find that unlike simple health bars, War Thunder's advanced damage model means every vehicle component, engines, fuel, tanks, weapons, and crew can be disabled realistically by enemy fire. And you'll also see different types of armor and ammunition behave just like they do in real life, making combat incredibly immersive. In addition to this, you can also experience X-ray view, where you can see exactly how your vehicle or your enemies was destroyed, highlighting penetration points and internal damage. Whether you prefer fast-paced action or hardcore simulation, War Thunder offers three distinct game modes: Arcade, where you can find fast action-packed gameplay with simplified physics, the Realistic game mode with a balanced mix of authenticity and intensity, and the Simulator mode, the ultimate challenge with full realism and no assistances. And now with the launch of War Thunder Mobile on iOS and Android, you can take the battlefield wherever you go. The mobile version delivers impressive graphics, intuitive controls, and large-scale battles on land and sea with their support, where you can customize your vehicles with countless camouflages, historical markings, and decorations, including community-created designs. All of this with no extra hardware needed. You can just play with a mouse and keyboard or a controller even in simulator mode. So play War Thunder today for free on PC, PlayStation, Xbox, or mobile devices, and make sure to use my links in the pinned comment or video description to sign up today. New players and those who haven't played in 6 months will also receive a massive bonus pack on PC or consoles. It also includes multiple premium vehicles, the exclusive vehicle decorator Eagle of Valor, and 100,000 silver lions and 7 days of premium account. All of this is available for a limited time only, so don't miss out. It just seems like the studio has yet to realize that they've completely lost the sway they once had. Once upon a time, people fought to be the first to see Disney's next project. Now, between Disney directors calling fans toxic for complaining about poorly written stories, all moaning at their audience about complaining for bad CGI, and the studio's blatant refusal to do anything meaningful with their live-action recreations, has created a perfect cocktail of hatred. And unfortunately for Disney, this hate is quickly turning into indifference. I mean, just the number of views on this trailer alone is really terrible for a movie of this size. This just tells us that nobody who's seen the trailer actually cares about the movie. Nobody's talking about it online in any positive way, and the only people who care that it exists actively dislike it. It's so lopsided that the song compiling some of the best YouTube comments from the trailer has nearly half as many views as the trailer itself. Really, it's truly unique and impressive feat for Disney to unite the internet in this way. And whether this was all worth the over $300 million they spent making and marketing the thing is another question entirely. But it's just about the worst case scenario for Disney, and anyone that was defending their strange decision Productions has given up. The hardcore Disney fans are often the ones who are most annoyed, and the generally uninformed casual fans just don't care either. They're just tuning out of all Disney products together. And so at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter who you are, you probably won't like this film, and $300 million is just gonna go down the drain. From just the trailers alone, the movie looks visually repulsive. There are some obvious reasons why, although it's hard to choose just one. Despite the movie being another live-action remake, Disney made the strange decision to CGI in the dwarfs. It's the result of a series of missteps and flip-flops. At first, there were going to be 7 ambiguous magical characters as seen in the first pictures from the set, and then Disney pivoted and made them dwarfs again, which got even more criticism. So finally, they just threw up their hands and gave us whatever we can see in the most recent trailers, CGI abominations. It's pretty hard to argue that these aren't visually disgusting. They look like they're from a movie made 10 years ago for a tenth of the budget. They're stuck halfway between looking human and like a CGI monster, which gives off this horrifying uncanny valley vibe. You can't imagine a parent wanting these creepy things anywhere near their kids. And just looking at CGI from around 20 years ago, in films like Pirates of the Caribbean, and it's truly shocking how CGI just doesn't seem to have progressed at all, especially for Disney. And it's likely that this isn't the only thing about the film that's been hastily redone over its production. There's been a bunch of rumors about multiple rewrites, reshoots, and major changes made to the film after poor test screenings and reactions. And as we've mentioned in our previous videos on the topic alone, much of this won't come as a surprise. But what might come as a surprise was the recent revelation surrounding USAID and Disney, and it may inadvertently explain some of the horrendous changes that caused the Snow White movie to be so hated. With the recent presidential administration releasing their concerns about the influence of government-backed organizations like USAID in shaping media and Hollywood narratives, particularly surrounding diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, it becomes apparent that there could very well be a link between this and Disney's awful evolution. Now, allegedly, the US government has used USAID to fund media outlets or to promote certain ideas. And while there's no direct evidence linking Disney to these funds, the company's aggressive push for DEI in recent years has led to speculation that it may have benefited from such initiatives. As it was these top-down efforts pushed by the media and government to create a false impression of widespread public support for DEI, it's highly likely that all of this stuff was pushed onto the public by huge media companies like Disney, who could have well been very tied up with USAID. But now with USAID support being completely cut off, Disney seems to out of nowhere reconsider its DEI strategy, all amidst its flop after flop. And with Snow White being one of the last movies entangled in all of this stuff, it might end up being the ultimate lesson for Disney itself. Because a big problem with this movie just stems from the contrast between the original fairy tale and whatever it is that modern Disney is trying to do. You've got the classical elements of the fairy tale and the original Disney movie mixed in. Things like Snow White's iconic dress remain the same, but it just looks strange in comparison to the rest of the bland, modernized visuals. The scenes of the dwarfs' home is clearly meant to be warm and inviting, but the details just don't accomplish that. Their house seems both cramped and massive at the same time. The CGI animals have far less life in them than their original animated counterparts did. And you can tell they knew this was the case in the editing room because they tried to fix it. There are so many clear problems with Snow White already, it's really hard to list them all in one place. In fact, we've actually had to make 2 videos on the topic alone. But one of the most widely hated issues is with its inception and the very idea of remaking the most classic beloved film in the first place. In fact, it's like the perfect storm, taking all of the bad things about modern Disney and putting them into one movie. The one story that Disney had absolutely perfected, and now they want to do everything they can to destroy it. Possibly backed by USAID, it's got needless identity politics, hypocrisy, bad CGI, just the blatant abuse of sacred creative properties, botched casting decisions, and overbloated production. I mean, pretty much everything you could think of that's wrong with Disney is in this movie. And funnily enough, it's the only reason people are still paying attention to this movie. I mean, just take a few of the more offensive parts of the film away, and pretty much nobody would care about it. It's just boring. And this is because Disney has worn out their welcome with their audience. They've abused people's distrust too many times and people just don't care anymore. Take one of the most recent Star Wars vehicles, a series called Skeleton Crew. If you haven't heard of this, don't feel like you're in the minority. Despite strong overall reviews, barely anyone ever watched it. So it performed far worse than any other Disney Star Wars production, even the big flops that people actually remember. And it just speaks to the levels of apathy surrounding Disney that's just gotten out of control. And of course, a big reason people give for this is their focus on DEI, as we mentioned with USAID. It's exactly why Disney was so keen to promote themselves as the most liberal, forward-thinking corporation out there. But when film after film was sacrificed for their quotas and their empty political messages, people just got sick of it. It's often given as a reason behind their recent troubles. Whether or not that's true, Disney has finally given up on the whole crusade. At least they're implying that they have. possibly with USA being cut, but who knows? As it seems like almost every major company now has suddenly just ditched most of their DEI language from their internal memos, literally the second the US election results were confirmed. They even walked back the patronizing triggers they played before their old films in Disney+. Instead, the company is now going to focus on being entertainment driven rather than agenda driven. It's exactly why their Reimagine Tomorrow program, meant to amplify underrepresented voices, has completely disappeared, and it reveals what nearly everyone already knew. They were meant to try and convince people that Disney isn't an evil corporation, but now they can see that people just don't buy it, and they're completely dropping all of this facade. Of course, Disney themselves has actually been saying this since early last year. In April, the CEO himself said that this era of Disney was over, a year before he said similar things.
I love what you said about wanting to entertain audiences, critics saying Disney's too woke, but you're just putting out storytelling.
We are. Look, I don't really like the term woke because I think it's an umbrella term that I'm not 100% sure I even know what it means, and one could argue that sometimes it's used too liberally. That said, our primary purpose is to entertain, and where we can entertain responsibly, obviously, we try to do that. We try to have a positive impact on the world, but the first thing we need to do is entertain.
It makes it hard to believe, but even if it were true, it's not clear that it would really matter anymore. It's not like we'll be straight back to the good old days. The Disney of the near future will be the same. The profit-hungry, creatively bankrupt Disney we already know. The only difference will be that it has finally shed its coat of rainbow body paint. Today's Disney is very different compared to the one that made the original Snow White. It resembles a sort of shapeless mass, looming over the world and threatening to absorb even more of its culture. And the parts it can get its hands on, like the Marvel, Star Wars, or Indiana Jones franchises, gets repackaged and pushed out onto the streaming service. Original ideas and properties go in one end, mass-produced media comes out the other. Nothing is sacred anymore, as we've seen with the treatment that Snow White is getting. It seems the streaming service has become the real cornerstone of this new business model. They jumped on the bandwagon and got billions and billions for it, but now they need to keep feeding the beast with more content, otherwise they just can't justify the monthly subscription and people eventually stop paying for it. Disney has been in trouble for a while though. We've made a bunch of videos about this throughout the years, but they just keep on pushing the prices up because they're greedy and they calculate enough people will stay on to make it worth it. And yet this really hasn't gone to plan. 2023 was not a good year for the streaming sites. It seemed to lose subscribers with every new project. A particularly dangerous drop hit between the second and third quarters of the year. However, the studio recovered some, and by the end of 2024, it was back to 158.6 million subscribers. A few successful projects later, and things were seemingly back to normal. The studio was financially sound, and Disney Plus seemed to be back again, with not a worry in sight. But then, things quickly took a turn. Disney reported record earnings at the end of last year. However, it also experienced a massive subscriber drop. Between October and December, 700,000 people cancelled their Disney Plus subscriptions. This sudden loss followed a massive price hike. The studio expected this, warning investors that it expected a modest decline in subscribers during the first few months of 2025. And Bob Iger didn't seem concerned about the loss of subscribers at all. Quote, "We're actually very pleased with where we are sub-wise," he said, revealing the numbers. "As you know, we took prices up significantly fairly recently, and expected the churn would be significantly greater. And it turned out we delivered numbers that were better than were expected." He would go on to focus about the studio's profits, deeming them a sign of creative and financial strength. And it seems Disney expects its subscriber count to drop even further. In fact, it even warned its investors to expect more losses later on in 2025. Perhaps they're just preparing investors for the financial bombshell that will be Snow White. Even if you're Disney, you just can't throw away $300 million too many times. What's worse is that now they focus on their streaming service model, this comes to only compound their losses. If Disney's big film of the spring is terrible, it'll only lose them more subscribers. With this business model, it's unlikely we'll see a return to quality Disney films for years. You have to look at the circumstances and the context that made those films in the first place. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was an all-or-nothing gambit for the company. They put everything they had learned into one top-quality film because if they failed, it meant the company would go bankrupt. It was a make-it-or-break-it moment and they succeeded. And now that film is as much of a classic to us as the original 1800s fairy tale was to Disney back then. It's the result of hard work, mastery of the craft, and dedication to perfection. And you can't imagine anything like that coming out of modern Disney. The quality came from a lean, hungry Disney, not the financially obese, greedy, culture-eating monster we know today. If they need more money, they just turn up the pressure valve on their creative property assimilation machine. Just crank out another few Star Warses and remake some of those old classics. It's this bitterness that makes the new Snow White movie so hard to swallow. Disney thinks everyone is just stupid, that they'll eat whatever they serve up as long as they slap the right name on it, but they're just abusing a beloved part of culture to make even more money. They've been pulling the same trick for so long that everyone just doesn't care anymore. The apathy is through the roof, but because of Disney's 5-year production cycle for their films, they couldn't react to it. And now we can sit with popcorn, watching how hard this will flop as final retribution to Disney. Thanks again to War Thunder for sponsoring the video. Check out the game on PC, PlayStation, Xbox, or mobile devices using the link in the video description or pinned comment below. If you're new or haven't played in the last 6 months, you'll also get a huge bonus pack across PC and consoles.